What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Evolve Your Brand podcast. My name is Dave Gold, and today on the podcast, I've got my friend from Austin, Texas, Lewis Brantmeyer, who has been really influential in my life and in the Align Leader Mastermind. There was just something about Lewis and his energy that called me to reach out to him when I was dealing with some sickness the other week. And Lewis stepped up to the plate and he hit a home run. Lewis, thank you so much for joining.
Absolutely, honored. And it's been a pleasure serving your community over this past month and being sort of tapped on the shoulder as a guest coach and facilitator. So I've been working on manifestation for about 10 years. You know, everything from A Course in Miracles and Your Wish Is Your Command to Abraham Hicks. And I started off as a doubtful, arrogant, atheist philosophy student who would be spinning in his grave to hear me talk about the things that I talk about now when it comes to energy and vibration and alignment. And for the past 10 years, I've been orbiting the question, how easy can it be to have what we want? How easy can it be to create what we want? And I've got some really crazy ass stories, manifesting trips and clients and customers, new income streams and crazy experiences. And so I've synthesized this into these 10 years of practice and success stories and tools into about 3 hours in the workshop called Unleash Your Manifestation. One of my clients gave me a testimonial recently that surprised me. This is all I'll say, and then we can get into the conversation proper. He was in a separate container built for 6 weeks to help coaches go from zero to their first high ticket coaching package. And he went from $0 in income as a coach to his first 2K in 6 weeks. But in his testimonial, he said, by the way, I also manifested an extra grand just using Lewis's manifestation techniques. And that combined with somebody who came to one of my events and said, I want you to teach me the manifestation stuff, lit a fire under me last week. And I created this workshop, delivered it to her inside of a new container. And I just realized that I want the world to have this gift. And $97 compared to being able to manifest a grand, like, okay, that's the least of what's available. So everybody within the sound of my voice, feel free to direct message me if you're interested. I've got a post on my profile with more details. And without further ado again, let's have some fun conversation. We've got some great topics on the lineup. What do you want to talk about first?
One thing that you said the other day on the Align Leader Mastermind, which is we don't get what we're looking for. We get where we're looking from. And so I'd love it if you could maybe elaborate on this, because I feel like this is also congruent with the topic of manifestation and the lens that we choose to put on and see our life from.
Yeah, such a great comment or place to start playing. For me, we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. And to manifest, it does mean to create, but more so it means to make obvious what is already there based on our subconscious beliefs and the matrix of perceptions that are embedded in our subconscious mind and our body, really. So we're always manifesting everything. It's just whether or not we're doing it consciously with results that we desire or not. Car accident, you manifested it. Shoulder being frozen and in pain for a couple of days, I manifested that. My partner breaking up with me, I manifested that. So it's not just the things that we want, it's the things that we don't want. And there's a whole conversation to have around that, by the way. There were deep patterns of her mom and her dad and me, my mom and my dad in us genetically dancing with one another. So we manifested that. Now the trick and the key is to find out what it is that you're looking with, where it is that you're looking from contextually and energetically inside of you that's creating results that you don't want, so that you can pull the weeds from your garden, plant the seeds of what you most want, water those seeds enough to bloom and blossom into trees and fruits that you'd actually prefer to have. One really vital example of this that I think would be relevant for your audience is when I started as a high ticket coach, I had a lot of opportunities to sell that I flubbed. And part of that was I didn't have the skills, but another part of that was because I was afraid that if I got money and actually achieved wealth, I would have too much fun and I would hurt someone. So I got what I was, every time I had a sales call that didn't turn out, it took a left turn and they didn't buy from me. It was partially because I didn't know how to handle the opportunities. With the skills, but more so in this context, it was because I was afraid that if I got exactly what I wanted, something bad would happen. Something would go wrong. So I literally was manifesting not receiving the sales that I consciously really wanted. Does that land? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll put my own spin on it. And first thing I'll say is, I guess you know of Byron Katie, The Work.
And Work, yeah.
If you want to go to, I think, byronkatie.com or thework.com, one of the two, just search it in Google. Like, guys, I paid a lot of money to go to a coding bootcamp to learn that all the answers that you really need are first searchable on Google. So that's the first thing that you should do. Okay. So like, do that first before you ask someone a question. Go and do the research, and then you can dive deeper with someone who's an expert on that topic, and you can get more clarity around that. And then you're one or two or three steps ahead of the game. Now with Byron Katie's The Work, it's very triggering, because what you just said, which is you manifested the breakup, you manifested the rejection, you manifested your life, and people don't want to accept that. They'd rather stay in that victim mentality of it wasn't me, it was him or her or them. And The Work is all about you seeing that it's actually not them, it's you. It's mm-hmm. you. And come on, don't we all hate to realize that it's us? Yeah, we do. It's frustrating. It sucks. You know, we realize that we're flawed individuals and that we're not perfect. And even though we are striving for perfection in our culture, our family is telling us, you've got to get A's. You've got to go to this degree, get this degree, or go to this college, or get this job, or get this into this relationship. You know, I know a lot of women have a lot of pressure on them by a certain point to get married or have kids. Uh-huh. It's like, it's you and it's your life and it's your choice and it's your decision as to what you want to create. And so, you know, like we were just looking a second ago at a personality kind of test together. And you were saying, man, it's really hard for me to choose. Do I really want the relationship that's stable right here? Or would I rather be free and travel the world? And what a lot of the times we have to understand is you can have both. It doesn't have to be a this or a that. It can be a, I can have both. I can have whatever I want, but it's a lot of the time it doesn't happen when you want it. And so we get impatient, and what ends up happening, I feel like, from this impatience is our ego gets sparked, we get triggered, we get frustrated, and then we move away from that heart-centered place that I would say for many people in the online space, it's kind of new to think like that. But for the ones that are thinking like that, you have to understand that you may look up to that person and think like, oh, they're conscious, they're aware, they're heart-centered. And then you think that they're never going to make a mistake, but it's just not true. And so I'd love for you to dive into the topic of what you had mentioned to me before, which is you've never met a coach who is truly heart-centered, coming from love all the time. And so do you believe that it's possible to be a coach that's truly heart-centered, coming from love all the time?
So I will put one ex- exception and exemption in my statement, right? To make it super clear that a lot of, most of, almost all of the coaches on the planet are operating to some extent from ego. And ego has attachments and preferences. Ego is not surrender. Ego is looking to chess master and puppeteer its way through life to get what it thinks it needs to prove that it's okay, mm-hmm. or that it's capable or good enough or significant or acceptable or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So the sense in which I say that most people are not coming from love is that they're still operating from some place where they think they need to get somewhere. They think that there's something to do. We're talking about the spiritual teacher for Steve Jobs and all these other people. Like if someone has achieved the fullness of enlightenment, which is the beginning of the love that I'm talking about, then they realize there's nothing I need to be or become. There's nowhere I need to go or achieve. There's nothing I need to do or have. Mm-hmm. Just me right here, right now is enough. This is it and it is perfect. And what naturally arises from that space is the desire to give, not give in order to get, like a horse trading prostitute. Like, oh, I'll give you all this value and then maybe you'll buy my shit. Like, and that's you know, traditional marketing, right? Is reciprocation, classic Robert Cialdini and social psychology in the book Influence. Mm-hmm. The more we give to people, the more likely they are to return that giving by buying our shit. Right? And I'm not saying marketing is bad or wrong. And I'm not saying operating from ego is bad or wrong. I'm saying that, I'll just give you one example. One of my best coaches, super compassionate, super heart-centered, super committed to leaving people with upliftment and empowerment, still was, well, until recently, I reconnected with him and he seems to be doing much better, much cleaner, much clearer in his energy. But for most of the time that I was working with him, there was a subtle give and take to where he would give a lot because it made him feel significant to do so, which was more important than being extra sensitive to what the person in front of him needed or leaving space for that person to follow their intuition, right? At the same time as saying, hey, your intuition has all the answers, he would be coming from and another even more close to home example, I was in a 6-week container with, or not Ian, I created a 6-week container, create your first high ticket coaching clients with ease. This is in March to April and May. And after the breakup that I mentioned, I realized I was pushing my clients in order to produce the results because my ego would get significance out of them producing the results. Mm-hmm. And so they felt this lash of a whip, like do the work, trust the work, until I realized, oh my God, I'm subconsciously using you guys for significance. Mm-hmm. And that's not how I want to operate. I'm committed to coming from love and compassion and service and contribution, not from subtly subconsciously trying to get something from you all. So I legit apologized to all the clients in that container and reset it. And we got even closer because of me being open about that. And so I think most coaches, it's tricky because in order to be successful as a coach, you have to build enough of a strong sense of ego and self to stand for your message, to push it out there to the world. But it also always has to be tempered with love, which comes from enlightenment, which comes from cleaning yourself up from the inside out of all of what you think you need in order to be okay, so that you're available for pure, true, aligned contribution. So, and the only person I know who's done that, well, there are two people. There's Jonathan England and Kirk McDowell. They're two of my coaches, but they've worked for probably a decade and change between the two of them to clean themselves up, to be a space where it's not about them and their ego trying to subtly get something from you. It's just about giving, just about serving, right? And that's what I aspire to. And that's what the class that I'm going to after this call is about. It's called the Visionary Program, where we clean ourselves up from the inside out so that we're literally coming from love and divine love flowing through us and not just what our ego thinks and needs, like some Lamborghini and a nice, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So many of the so-called bro marketer coaches come from contextually and energetically. So anyway, I may have given you too much of an answer. What landed, buddy?
You took it in a lot of different directions, but so often in the online marketing space, and you know, there's really these like three major niches or industries within personal development that sell, and it's like health, wealth, and relationships. And in the wealth and the business coaching space, and but also in the other ones as well, as you know, you've talked about, there are a lot of people who are really good marketers and salespeople, but they give shitty solutions. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they haven't cleaned up their energy, and they're not coming from this place of understanding that for some people, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And for others, it might. It might happen immediately on the first day. They might have a breakthrough, or the first week, or the first month. But what resonated with me was, so often in our online marketing space, as coaches or consultants, we have such pressure on ourselves to create a transformation. Okay. And we need to perform so that the other person can perform, so that we can get this testimonial or good client feedback, that we end up putting a lot of pressure on the other person. And it's like exactly what we didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a realization to me, that as I stepped into my newest container, the Aligned Leader Mastermind, I realized that I wasn't going to say you're going to scale to 10K or six figures or seven figures or anything like that. You know, I wanted to specifically use the messaging that you're going to align your purpose with prosperity, because your purpose is objective and your prosperity is objective. And it's contingent upon where you want to go in life and the speed that you want to go. And when we create this kind of container, and I know that you are creating these kind of containers as well, and that's why we're collaborating, I think it allows people to move at a pace that is sustainable, that that doesn't facilitate this awful burnout, which I've seen from so many people in the online marketing space, which is like, okay, I did that, but you know, I got the 10K month, but now what? I'm not enjoying it. Or yeah, I'm struggling to hit my revenue goals. And so what, should I just go and crunch the numbers and hire more people? Well, you know, there are other solutions. And so some of the things that you talked about yesterday on the mastermind, which were using theta healing to remove fear, super conscious recodes, and leveraging the nervous system to your highest capacity, really struck a chord with me. And it's one of the reasons why I decided to get out of the city, to get out of all the distractions, and to come up to a little cabin or cottage in a mountain in Colombia to reset my nervous system and to get back to the basics of doing what I do best, which is show up for people in a focused state, in a pure state. I don't need to go out to restaurants all the time. I don't need to meet up with people all the time. Okay. I pull out the weeds, as you were talking about, and, you know, recoding that resistance. And I get into that place where I start to vibrate or feel energetically aligned with where I'm going. And so I'm kind of using and bouncing some of the things that you talked about yesterday. And I'm wondering if you want to elaborate and go a little bit deeper and in depth with some examples of how you've been able to activate that state in your coaching business, but also in your life.
Dude, one of my favorite things to talk about. Thank you for this. And I'll start by saying serving your people inside of this really elegant, professional, top-notch, like world-class, and also very humble in your articulation, align your purpose with prosperity container, that is something that has put me into flow, consistently over the past month, just showing up for people. So what we're really talking about is how do we get into our peak performance states and spaces for manifestation, for creation, is one angle of looking at it. And for me, feeling good now and feeling better soon is a primary consideration and commitment. In fact, my early training was that, you know, when you're feeling good beyond all the obvious researchable positive psychology benefits that y'all can Google, as we learned from Byron Katie, excuse me. I'm familiar with her work, but not super familiar. So like your purpose in life is to follow your bliss, as Joseph Campbell said, and to express from that place where you are feeling maximally good from being you and doing what you most love. Now, we're here on Earth School to play with Earth tools according to Earth rules, business, marketing, sales. You're not just going to download those from the Akashic records. Those are also important. If you want to monetize living your truth and your passion and your purpose, then you get to learn all those too, which is why you know, Dave has all these beautiful speakers coming through, you know, to come at the problem or the challenge of business development, conscious business development, from all these complementary and beautiful angles. Now, what I would say is that when you're anchored into your highest expression, when you're in complete alignment, your birthright is bliss, peace, love, and joy. Your birthright is self-expression, is being bright and kind of shiny, energetically, magnetic. So there's a lot of different things that I do. I do Kai Von Bodhi's mind-body alignment breath, or Jeff Primack's 9 breath, or both while on a vibration plate after, you know, putting Ayurvedic oils. One of the things that I use to get into my flow state is this daily massage oil. It contains nootropics. And then I put peppermint oil on the back of my head because it activates my capacity for verbal fluency, creativity, and fertility, right? I just come up with new stuff that I don't predict, I don't plan on. You saw it yesterday in the mastermind, because that is what's fun for me. And when I'm in a state of fun and flow, things flow to me more easily. And when you put a little bit of the energy of like decision and commitment inside of that, it's magic. Like yesterday, one of the things that happened is I was like, all right, it's time to get back on the lead generation train. I've been dragging my feet, kind of not focused for a couple of days as I've been having adventures in dating and relationship. And I got all in that moment. And the all-inness was a commitment from the depths of my energetic body. It was like, I'm going to do this. That's it, period. And it'll work. It's going to work out. And I don't know how, but I'll figure it out. And I'll give myself fully to the process and the activity of it. And I shit you not, within, it must have been an hour to a couple hours, somebody messaged me and was like, hey, I've been following your stuff. My intuition, you've been on my mind a lot. And I think I need your help. And I was like, all right, slow down. Let's schedule a call. And, you know, and then we started talking. And so, you know, it's that easy to manifest or generate ideal qualified leads, potential business, once you're in that free-flowing good state. So if I were to sort of backwards algorithmatize what I did yesterday to get me into that state, I took a 30-minute walk. I did heart-focused meditation, shirtless and grounded outside in the sun. So there's like a whole bunch of stuff. Being in the sun for 20 minutes gives you serotonin. Being grounded makes you more focused. Heart-focused breathing puts you in a state of heart coherence. Taking a walk gets the blood pumping, gets you even more sunlight and serotonin. So I did all of that. And then I put myself into this state of commitment and magnetic resonance. And that was what generated that result. That was what manifested that result. It was a perfect vibrational match for who I was being in the moment, which doesn't mean you're not going to do stuff. In the realm of manifestation, there's the masculine action of doing things. The action receives it. And then there's the feminine action of conceiving it or visualizing it or believing it which I'd also done 5 minutes of early in the day. Like, okay, here's what it's like to have my event fall. Here's what it's like to have this many high ticket coaching clients sold, et cetera, standing in the feeling of my wish fulfilled. And that brings us back to your original comment that you wanted to play with and riff on, which was we don't get what we're looking for. We get what we're looking from, or we get what we're looking with. So, you know, we don't attract what we want as much as we attract what we are. So if we cultivate the state of being of who we are through breath work, through meditation, through yoga, through walking and exercise, then it'll be easier to receive what we want. Does that answer your question? I went kind of a little bit down the rabbit hole, but yeah.
Yeah. So one thing that you mentioned was faith without work is dead. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a balance between our masculine and feminine, between taking that action, putting ourselves out there, and then getting into the flow state through the aspects of surrender. And there's so many other types of ways that we can do that, that Lewis teaches, that we talk about in the Aligned Leader Mastermind. But I think that's probably one of the reasons why, as they talk about in the book that you recommended to me,
Millionaire Master Plan.
Yeah, it just slipped my mind for a second. The Millionaire Master Plan, that most entrepreneurs stay stuck at the red level, which is just above survival, but they're in this kind of scarcity where they never quite make it out to a place where they can reinvest profits into their business, create the team, replace themselves, and move up into a higher paradigm of being, rather than always having to do and work so hard. And so, yeah, you know, we've talked about a lot today. I'm sure we can continue to jam out another time. I wanted to ask you really quickly before we go, what was your experience so far in jumping into ALM, being a facilitator, a guest speaker, a coach, and you know, yeah, what was your experience, and like, who do you think might benefit from the Aligned Leader Mastermind?
I loved it. It was top-notch, world-class, premium quality, and a really nourishing experience as a facilitator, as a coach. As a supporter profile in Wealth Dynamics, I see it as valuable in that you're continually bringing new blood and new fountains for people to drink from. It's clearly of extraordinary and exceptional value to everybody who's involved. Like, they love it. They were really jazzed to be a part of it. I see it as a place for especially heart-centered men to go who are wanting to build their coaching business and wanting to do that in an aligned way. Like, where, as you say, purpose is as important as prosperity. And they're wanting a real, what I would call potpourri, of many different flavors or varieties of insight and input in the direction of building that business and a really solid, consistent, reliable support team around that. Is that kind of what you were looking for?
Well, no, it's just like whatever your perspective was, and I really value your perspective. And I think that it's pretty accurate. You know, the guys that are in the program right now are heart-centered, conscious male entrepreneurs. And so if by chance you're listening to this and you resonate with Lewis and you want to learn more about his coaching or about his manifestation workshop, then don't hesitate, reach out to him. And if you want to be a part of a mastermind, maybe you've been a part of one before and you've kind of felt let down. I saw a post on Facebook the other day that someone was bitter that a lot of the masterminds that they've joined just look at them as a number. They create a cookie cutter version of them, and they don't really care about the people, and they never really get a chance to interact with the other members or with the coaches themselves. you know, then maybe it might be worth it for you to try again and not give up on yourself, because you and I both know the value of mentorship. Steve Jobs, he had his mentor. Mark Zuckerberg's mentor was Steve Jobs. Jeff Bezos's mentor was Sam Walton. And just like the list goes on and on. And if you want to be successful, you've got to like actually look at the numbers and look at the people who are most successful in life and see that, yeah, you may be bitter at the coaching industry because you get hit up a lot now that the pandemic happened. A lot of coaches and consultants went online and they started using these lead generation tactics to reach out to people. But if that is going to hold you back from finding the right person and the right path and the right process for you to level up and get to where you're going, it may be the Achilles heel that stops you from achieving your potential in life. And so I think, Lewis, you and I are just creating a container that is a little bit alternative to the norm, which is, oh, how am I going to get my first six or seven figures? You know, no, like this is about doing it in a way that's really aligned with you, that's coming from that heart-inspired, heart-centered place. And if you do unlock and unleash that potential, then the wealth and the abundance and the prosperity and the beautiful relationships and the clients that you actually want to work with, because I know both of us have probably worked with clients that have been frustrating at times, and also creating the kind of container and space that you enjoy to show up and you want to bring more people into that mix and create a team and create a business and not just be this, you know, freelance marketer that's, you know, making just a few thousand dollars a month, but actually something that is creating massive impact in the world. And something that stood out to me as well about you was that you said you invest a lot of your profits or percentage into charity. And it's those kind of little subtleties that I think you as a consumer, if you're watching or listening, should pick up on and should take note of and really decide, like, maybe that's someone who is really going to care about me, who's really going to have my best interest at heart and not just be trying to hit these revenue goals each month, but actually want my clients to succeed. And so, yeah, without further ado, that's all I've got for you today. Lewis, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, a few. One is that I want to be careful not to be put on a pedestal. Like, I do donate to charity and I am careful, but you can never fall asleep at the wheel of your ego. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing I am proud of, it's that I do my damnedest not to fall asleep and surround myself with people who will allow me and challenge me. Will allow me to show up and then challenge whatever in me is not love and whatever is not compassion, because hey, the strongest vibration from which we can manifest is love and compassion. And when we're fully embodied as our heart in service to the world, magic and miracles beyond anything that can come about through mere visualization or imagination or standing in the feeling of your wish fulfilled happen. And regularly, I have observed this, the energy of purpose and the energy of basically doing the will of source for your life in your life makes you more powerful. What is it? It's like that scene in Star Wars where Darth Vader and Obi-Wan are fighting. And Obi-Wan says, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. So we get to activate our inner shadow, our inner Vader, if you will, and kill the ego, like let it go, so that something bigger, something more than is what we could imagine in our little mini me mind, the more that I'm meant for, the more surrendering to the more that is meant for me, surrendering to the more that is meant to come through me. That I think is what we're here for. And it's just been an honor to share with your audience. And I can't wait to engage with all the comments. And yeah, man, those are my final thoughts. Wow.
Beautiful. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can go and follow us on Instagram as well. Lewis M. Brantmeyer or Dave Gold Evolve on Instagram. And just know that you have a powerful potential to achieve your purpose in life, but you've got to surround yourself with people that really care. And, you know, take those people off of a pedestal and get onto eye level with people who you see are doing it from a place of values, okay, of morals and of ethics and of high integrity. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Talk to you soon. Peace.